This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The day has arrived that U.S. sanctions on Iran have been reimposed, and the Iranian president remains defiant. Hassan Rouhani saying on state TV his nation will continue to sell oil despite the sanctions aimed at crippling the Iranian economy. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says,
"We're going to continue to put pressure on Iran until we see that they're actually changing their behavior. We haven't seen that in the past."
Saturday Night Live comedian Pete Davidson getting a lot of heat for joking about Texas congressional candidate Republican Dan Crenshaw because he wears an eye patch. Crenshaw lost an eye while serving as a Navy SEAL.
"They probably should apologize, but that doesn't mean I'm going to demand an apology. I don't want to demand an apology that is hollow and empty."
That's Crenshaw on Fox this morning, and this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
A new review says nearly a third of all living U.S. Catholic bishops have been accused of responding poorly to sexual misconduct by priests. According to media reports, victim interviews, and other sources quoted by the Boston Globe, over 130 bishops have been blamed for taking inadequate action. Word to that caravan of Central American migrants from President Trump.
"So turn back now, because you're not coming into the United States unless you go through the process. Turn back."
That's the president at a rally in Macon, Georgia yesterday, calling the caravan again an invasion and again blaming it on Democrats. Trump was in Georgia campaigning for Brian Kemp, who's running for governor. With Election Day tomorrow, latest polls do show a slight Democratic lead going into those midterm elections. The ABC News Washington Post survey finding 52% of likely voters favor a generic Democratic congressional candidate over a generic Republican. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Investigators in Florida are now digging through computer and internet records of the man who attacked a yoga studio in Tallahassee on Friday night, killing two women and wounding five other people before he killed himself. They've also disclosed that 40-year-old Scott Burley used to be a teacher at a high school in Maryland. California voters are being urged to find out their rights before they head to the polls tomorrow. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Secretary of State Alex Padilla says there was a lot of misinformation spread through social media about voting in general in the last election. He says if you're registered and you're in line before the polls close, you have the right to vote.
Even if your name is not on the list.
He says many people were turned away or simply left when their name was not on the rolls. He says you should ask for a provisional ballot and vote anyway. That vote will count once voting officials confirm your registration. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the Air Force Academy's Falcon mascots recovering after a prank by West Point cadets as the Army's apologized after two cadets stole two birds before the Saturday Air Force Academy football game. They were thrown into dog crates with sweaters on them, the two injuring their wings. The Army's promising a full investigation. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. You know, having been born and raised in Southern California, I grew up with Alan Massengale. I mean, his voice. He was so pervasive throughout Southern California. Of course, the number two market, and he was the most watched sports personality in the nation's number two market for 10 years. His award-winning local pregame, halftime, postgame shows, whether it's the Lakers, Angels, Dodgers, or Clippers, established national standards for local sports coverage. Alan Massengale, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
It's an honor, Bill. How you been doing?
Hey, the honor is mine, totally. I got to tell you, I've been doing great. I'm blessed, and it's just awesome. I mean, you know, when I think about your career and I look over, you know, what you've experienced, do you kind of feel like the Forrest Gump of broadcasting or something? I mean, it's like anything in sports, you were there.
It's pretty, it's incredible. People are bothering me now, Bill. You probably know the feeling to write a book about it because I was so blessed that at age, I think 26, I was the youngest in the country.
Yes.
And it was just, I didn't really know what I was doing, you know. I got a call, I was in Jacksonville, and I got a call to go to this place called ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up there and I was so depressed because I'd never seen anything like this. It was this station in the middle of a swamp in the middle mm-hmm. of nowhere in Connecticut, and I'm a Southerner.
Right.
And I said, what is this all about? And so, of course, I did Sports Center, and mm-hmm. and not to go on too long, but the amazing thing was back in those days, it wasn't compartmentalized about what you could cover. I could go from covering the Super Bowl one, and the next time Daytona 500, the next time at the Final Four, next time at the Indianapolis 500, because, you know, a reporter should be able to report. But now,
exactly.
You know, you're a specialist, Bill.
Yeah, without a doubt, yeah.
But I had this running joke that every time they started a network, I got the call. Prime Ticket,
yeah.
Fox. I said, what am I? The guy that comes in and starts, but it's really kind of a bliss. It's just, I can't explain it, but it's hard work, Bill, and it was fun, but it's nothing, nothing ever comes easy. That's the lesson I tell my kids. I said, it's not going to fall out of the sky. You have to work for it, and I'm proud of what we accomplished.
Well, it's just been an incredible legacy, and as you say, you've been the one. I mean, you were the one that was anointed to open up all these different networks to be a mainstay. Alan, let's go back. You know, how'd you get into broadcasting?
Oh, that's too long a story for radio, I think, Bill. But I was thinking about it the other day. I said somebody brought up Don Shula, and I'm just sitting around meeting. Mm-hmm. I know Don Shula. I said, what? I said, well, I did a show for 3 years. I said, you did what? I said, now I'm getting old. Because I just turned 60, and I've done so much because I started so young, you know.
Yeah,
I said, yeah, Don, I could, you want me to call him? And they're like falling out of their chairs, you know. And I'm thinking, well, what's the big deal? I mean, that's what I did for a living.
Right.
And my father, I'll try to shorten it. My father was a professional baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
And he He was never made the majors, but as you know, in the 50s, Bill, some of the AAA teams were better than the major league teams. So I grew up around, well, Henry Aaron used to sit with my dad at baseball games in Atlanta.
There's
Hank Aaron. I'm playing against his kids. And we're looking at a situation where I just knew Henry Aaron as Hanky Jr.'s dad.
Yeah.
That was it. So as I became a broadcaster, I never had this star. You know, a lot of people, you see these broadcasters, they want to kiss the rear ends of the athletes. Mm-hmm. To me, they just put their pants on one leg at a time and had the same problems as anybody else because my dad was my hero. Mm-hmm. But that was my approach to it. And I, the reason I got into it was I was writing, believe it or not, for the Atlanta Journal Constitution when I was 19. Wow. As a sports writer. Mm-hmm. And from there, I was at school at the University of Georgia studying journalism, and this professor comes up, Bill Martin, who used to produce a show.
Bill Martin. Martinez.
Mm-hmm. He was the professor of broadcasting. He used to produce a show called Huntley Brinkley. You remember those guys,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
So he comes up to me and says, what are you doing here at the journalism school? I said, I have no idea.
Honestly?
Honestly, because I was already working for the largest newspaper in the Southeast. Right. So I thought it was going to be a lot of fun, you know, just to go to school. And I was laying out pages, and I was writing headlines there. So he said, I want you to go into broadcasting, try out for my broadcasting group. And I said, well, there's two problems. One of them is I don't own a jacket, and number two, I can't speak English. And because I was Southern, my family was Appalachian in Georgia. And so he said, well, come try out anyway. So I borrowed a jacket, and I tried out for the television show, Georgia Public Television, and he calls me up on a Monday. He says, I got good news and bad news. I said, what's good news? He said, you've got the job. You're going to be anchoring with a lady named Deborah Norville. So far back we go.
Oh, Lord.
And I said, so what's the bad news? He says, you're right. You can't speak English. So I went to study for a semester or quarter at a place called Georgia Southwestern College to learn linguistics.
Mm-hmm.
From an old professor who had worked with people to help them with their accents. I still have an accent, but it was really bad back then. Mm-hmm. So that's how I got into it, because this professor came up and said, and there's a lot of more stories about it, but that's the Reader's Digest version.
But you're like the chosen one. I mean, and now you're put on this road that takes you into all these you know, dealing with the Lakers and the Angels, you know, this whole list of everything. I mean, this is you. Wow.
Yeah, I've never really thought about it, Bill, but a few years ago, I was working at Fox and sports. I was finally, there I was again, starting a new operation, Fox News. I was hoping that they would, just right down the road, you know, at Pico, the studios and everything. I'm down in Long Beach. I thought, you know, here I go again, helping them build this fantastic news operation. And all of a sudden, they just 400 people got fired, you know, and I was one of them. And I said, this is getting boring, getting fired all the time.
Right.
I need to figure out something else to do. And then, lo and behold, I had a misfortune of being diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah.
And so I've spent the last 3 years trying to educate people about what I'm going through. And I'm also, I wrote a book that I haven't been able to get it published because it takes a lot of energy, as you know,
right,
to go out and promote it and get it going. But when I get better, and I'm hopefully, with God's grace, I'm going to beat this. When it's been 3 years, Bill, and they gave me six months to live, and it's been 3 years. And now the doctors look at me and go, how are you still here? And how did this? And I'm saying, well, I'm just too stubborn to give in. And not to preach to people, but I believe in the power of God, and I believe I believe that 99% of it has to do with Him and the people. I have people from Miami and Rich Sierra and people you probably heard of in Miami. They have prayer groups for me all across this country. And the blessing of that is that I know just about everybody in the country. So I get a lot of prayer groups, Bill.
Yes. I understand. Well, and of course, you've broadened your prayer group and being on this national show, because we got a lot of prayer warriors involved behind this radio show as well. So this is so for you. You've been battling with cancer for 3 years. More from Alan Massengale. Stay with us. All right.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. Alan Massengale is there. We're going down memory lane here. Situations here. I mean, Alan, there you are. You got a doctor with the bedside manner from somebody out of the gulag, as you say. And you know, people are predicting your early demise. But
He says, an Argentinian doctor, as I was saying, picking up after the break, he comes in tonight, and it's all calm. I'm saying, these guys, they don't really care. This guy's like, he's going to go have lunch and have a martini or something, and he's just sashaying through to say goodbye, you know?
Yeah.
And so I said, what's going on? And he said, do not worry. He says, don't worry.
Yeah.
He said, do not worry.
Yeah.
He says, if you were going to die, you would have already been dead.
think about that, huh?
Yeah, but so my point of all this, Bill, I hate to bore your audience because you only got 300 stations out there. But my point is, I've started a little thing on Facebook. It's grassroots called Scopadope, and I'm trying to tell people. I got it from Muhammad Ali, who I knew well too, as another person that I named Ross. And I said I'm going to borrow from Muhammad Ali. Rope-a-dope,
yes.
I'm going to call it scope-a-dope, because I do boxing, as you know, all around the world.
Right.
And so I'm telling people, if you don't go get a scope and don't get checked for colon cancer, you're a dope.
Right.
And I can say that because I'm the original dope. So that's my message today. And they're finding out people in their 20s and 30s are this horrible disease that is the only preventable cancer. And I can't understand people like me that were reluctant because we were afraid of this procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have it, you realize what a dummy.
Yeah.
Because they put you asleep, basically, and you don't even know what happened.
Yes.
So it's not like the old days when they had a camera the size of a garbage truck, you know, riding up in there. Now they have, you don't even know, okay?
Right. Yes.
Anyway, well, I didn't mean to bore
you. No, it's okay. I mean, you know, radio's the theater of the mind, and you just blew some minds here right now on talking about the scope the size of a garbage truck. It certainly felt like it, that's for sure.
But
and
it's
so,
yeah, it's like a bend over and you're like, what? What are you going to do with that? But now this technology.
Yes, technology. Thank God for technology and thank God for Scope-a-dope. And,
Go to my Facebook page, Alan Massengale, guys. You can read all these testimonies, and it's grassroots because I don't have the funding to really, you know, do this stuff. But if you get involved with it, you'll understand how many I've saved, believe it or not, Bill, and I thank God I've saved many, many lives I tried to turn a negative into a positive, and that energy keeps me going. It keeps me going.
That's awesome. Alan, you mentioned you dropped a name, Muhammad Ali. A most incredible talent. I want to go down memory lane. Talk about the people that you've met along the way. Muhammad Ali, one of those. You talked about Rope-a-Dope, but there was other nuggets I'm sure you gathered from him. What was the most important thing from him?
You're old enough, I think, to remember Western Union telegrams, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sure.
And so I'm sitting at the studio at Prime Ticket in L.A., which is in Beverly Hills back in the day. I had a rough place to work, right? I worked in Beverly Hills. So I get this telegram, and it's from Muhammad Ali. And he says, would you come to my 50th birthday party at Chasen's, which is the famous restaurant you know of.
Yes, it's not for chili. Anymore. You got to have Chasen's chili every time you go there, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great restaurant.
It's now a, I don't know what the hell it is now, like a grocery store or something. But anyway... So I wrote him back. I said, no, I'm not coming. No, I'm just teasing. So I get this invite, and I think there's going to be thousands of people, blah, blah, blah. So I get there, and it's actually just close friends and intimate people from his wife. And I'm just watching everything go around, a big birthday cake, and there's Ali. And that's back when he was still could talk, you know, and do things before the Parkinson's and got him really badly. And this is before the Olympics in Atlanta when he carried the torch. This is about 19, I don't know, I can't remember his age, but early 90s when he was 50. And so I had just gone through a bad thing in my life. I had left Miami and gone through a breakup with a girl. You know how we all go through a breakup with someone. And so I'm just kind of quiet, having a bad week, and he, of all these people there, Muhammad Ali comes over to talk to me. And so, hi, Alan. Hello, champ. And then he said, you all right? And that just taught me something right there. Here's the most popular man on the planet. Right. Taking time, I wrote about this somewhere out there, mm-hmm. taking the time to ask me how I'm doing.
Wow.
And that just, right from that step, I realized what kind of person, the reason he had this aura about him. If you agree with him or disagreed with him, and we can take a lesson from this, mm-hmm. he surrounded himself with everybody. We probably didn't agree politically on anything,
mm-hmm.
but he had the grace to take the time, and then he gave me a ride back to the studio so he could talk to me.
Oh, wow.
And I felt so embarrassed that I was complaining about a relationship, but he knew I was hurting.
Mm.
And we all go through those.
Yes, right.
This is a lesson I wanted to tell some of the people about Muhammad Ali. We've got such division right now. People aren't listening. They're not listening. I listen to people because I'm more on the common sense side. But what's going on with people is they have gone, they've jumped the shark, as they say, to the point that, well, you like this guy or you like Trump? Well, then there's something wrong with you.
Right, exactly.
But that was the lesson I would tell from Muhammad Ali, to take the time mm-hmm. from some sportscaster to say, let me give you a ride and we'll talk. And yeah. it changed my perspective. That's the best story I can tell about
wow,
him.
Wow, that's very cool. Well, yeah. You know, Alan, you've seen, you know, in the world of sports that you covered, and, you know, you talked about the crazy times. I mean, the NFL, they're so perplexed. They don't know how to stand and honor the national yeah. anthem anymore, you know, for the sake of, you know, social injustices or, you know, whatever exactly it's all about. I only say that because sometimes I get mixed messages out of it. But the franchises are paying a dire price. I mean, you look out over these stadiums that were at one time consistently sold out, people packed in there, you know, they're off by about 20%. I mean, what's the lesson in all this?
Well, first, it was an unforced error, don't you think, Bill?
Yes, without a doubt. I think so.
All you have to do is make a policy.
Yeah.
That we're not going to, we are a business, and we have half our people are conservative, and half our people are probably liberal.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way the country's in there. We don't want to alienate 50% of our fan base. Now, I'm a military, my brother is U.S. Army, my sister-in-law is U.S. Army, and so that's why my flag is out in front of my house every
right.
day.
Right.
And that's kind of dangerous here in Southern California because it's been stolen a couple of times, and I wrote about that.
Right.
Just, who would steal your flag?
Yeah, quit stealing Alan's flag, would you? Or at least return it or something.
Yeah.
My goodness. I mean,
a friend of mine, a radio superstar, Lou Stowers, you might have heard of him, he brought one over and put it back up for me.
Oh, good.
But anyway, the lesson of the NFL is that it was an unforced error, and don't forget who's paying your bill.
Exactly. Yeah, why do you want to do that? Look at Michael Jordan, I think, gave everybody a good example. When asked, about why he didn't get political, he says because Republicans buy tennis shoes too, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and they've ignored that basic principle. And I'm sure along your way, you talked with Michael Jordan. What was Michael Jordan about?
I was hanging around with Jordan before he was Jordan. I was in Chicago. Oh, this is a great story. I was in Chicago the day that they fired, oh, my gosh, the chemo brain. I'm sorry, Billy.
No, don't.
The coach, Doug Collins. Okay,
yeah.
So I'm down on Rush Street, and there's this tall guy standing next to a light post, and I don't think Doug would mind me saying that he was a little bit inebriated. That's it. And I'm a little hotshot reporter, sports center guy from ESPN. I go, Doug, you all right? He says, no, I just got fired today.
Oh, wow.
I said, you got fired? What happened? Here, you've got Michael, that young kid, Michael Jordan. He's going to be pretty good, I think, and everything.
Yeah.
He goes, I don't know, but they replaced me with a guy named, I said, I know who replaced you. He said, how do you know? I said, I was on the plane today sitting up front with a guy named Phil Jackson. And, you know, I'd never met him, but I think he used to play for the Knicks, and he's a coach at the AAA or whatever level you guys got.
Uh-huh.
He says, you're playing with Phil Jackson? That son of a bitch is taking my job. I said, yeah. It's Phil Jackson. I said, like the same day I was there when the Cowboys fired Tom Landry.
Right.
So this is my life. It's
you
weird.
Are. You're Forrest Gump. And
I know, and
we got to leave it right there. We're out of time. Alan, joy to have some time with you. Hey, I look forward to having you back on, okay?
All right.
Lots more to talk about. You take care. Then don't forget Scopa Dope. Check out his website, all right? Okay, all thanks, Al. Take care. God bless.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The day has arrived that U.S. sanctions on Iran have been reimposed, and the Iranian president remains defiant. Hassan Rouhani saying on state TV his nation will continue to sell oil despite the sanctions aimed at crippling the Iranian economy. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says,
"We're going to continue to put pressure on Iran until we see that they're actually changing their behavior. We haven't seen that in the past."
Saturday Night Live comedian Pete Davidson getting a lot of heat for joking about Texas congressional candidate Republican Dan Crenshaw because he wears an eye patch. Crenshaw lost an eye while serving as a Navy SEAL.
"They probably should apologize, but that doesn't mean I'm going to demand an apology. I don't want to demand an apology that is hollow and empty."
That's Crenshaw on Fox this morning, and this is USA Radio News.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
"Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated disc, pinched nerves in my neck. I have got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody."
"So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful."
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
Martinez here at the crossroads of faith and country, where we are committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Joining us right now is Derek Maltz, former special agent in charge of the United States Department of Justice, Drug Enforcement Administration, Special Operations Division. And Derek, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
"Good afternoon, Bill. How are you, buddy?"
"Hey, doing terrific. Thank you. Derek, you responded to this caravan, migrant caravan, which started out initially a couple hundred. It's now mushroomed to some 14,000, they estimate now. And as if that's not enough, I kind of feel like I'm looking out over the Atlantic from Florida and seeing, you know, the next wave of hurricanes. And they're saying now there's as many as four additional, or at least three additional caravans, total four right now, that are, you know, staging up, heading north to our southern border."
"Yeah, no, it's a dangerous situation, Bill. I mean, you have a national security emergency, in my view. I mean, number one, people have to realize that, yeah, most of the people that are in the caravan are good people that are poor and in terrible living conditions, and they want a better life in America. And I don't blame anyone.
Right.
But we have a process. We have laws. So they have to get in line like all the other people around the world. My concern, Bill, is that El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, these are some of the most violent countries in the region, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have MS-13, you have drug traffickers, you have gangs, and you also have Middle Easterners and others from around the world that would love to get into this country to do us harm. So when you have, like, thousands of these people and you don't know who they are, you don't know if they have disease, you don't know what they're doing, and you watch the news, they're breaking through the border at Guatemala and Mexico, they're throwing bottles and rocks at the police, they hurt the police, there's reports they have guns and Molotov cocktails. So we don't want those people here under those conditions. If they want to come to America, get in line, fill out the paperwork, take the blood test, go to the doctor, and no problem coming to America. We love immigration, but not under these conditions.
Exactly. Well, and as you say, political correctness wants to focus on, you know, these families. And you understand, just as most Americans do, with compassion, we understand. If we were in their position, we would probably be doing the same thing. But they also, and everybody, I think, needs to respect the fact that there are laws here in this country, and we need to protect the citizens of this country. And to say that, hey, look, for the most part, you know, people are benign, they have good intention. However, the signs are not good as they're busting down through barriers. They're charging through Mexico with their home country flags. It's no wonder some have commented and said it looks like an invasion.
Right, exactly. And the thing is this is such a political issue right now, 1 week before the election.
Exactly.
But, you know, one of the things, too, that people are not considering is that we have right now a person dying every 11 minutes from opioid overdose. And what people don't realize is that it's coming from the Mexican cartels.
Right.
They are nasty, greedy, violent animals that want to make a lot of money. They don't care about the health of our citizens. And by the way, just for the record, 1 kilogram of fentanyl can kill 500,000 people. That's not me just exaggerating. This is what the medical professionals and the DEA have put out. 2 milligrams of fentanyl can kill an adult. That's 4 grains of salt. So that's another thing. Like, these people come into the country, many of them can't really get jobs, so they start working for the cartels. If they're working for the cartels, they're pushing the poison, and our kids and our communities are getting destroyed. And so, by the way, on another note, it's like the Mexican cartels last year, there was a record level of murders in Mexico, 29,000 people. And that is a record. And guess what? It's not your normal murder. It's not just a shot in the chest. They're chopping off heads. They're putting people in acid. They're cutting off limbs. And by the way, the Mexican authorities have record numbers of people disappearing.
Exactly.
So they throw them in acid. This is not normal. And then, by the way, you look at 9/11, Iraq war, Afghani war, that's only 13.5% of the amount of people that died in last year alone from drugs.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for Narcan bursting some of these overdoses from opioids, we'd have so many more people dead.
Right.
So you know what? It's more. There's more to the story than just some innocent families that want to come to America for a better life.
Exactly.
And I feel for all of these kids. You know, let me tell you. I feel for these kids. You know, they're innocent. They don't know any better than their parents to put them in harm's way.
Well, no doubt that America needs to wake up to the truth, and you and Sarah Carter have been heavily involved in the creation of a new documentary, Not in Vain, which highlights the link between the opioid crisis and the cartels. America needs to wake up to this pernicious danger, does it not?
Of course. I mean, that's what I said. You know, just look at the stats. I mean, these are real stats. I mean, look at poor little Marin Riggs, 20 years old, had all the passion for life, was a captain on her sports teams in high school, beautiful girl, blonde hair, and a brother had to find it dead in the house. I mean, and the parents. Because, by the way, this can happen to anybody. This is not something that even my children, you know, I have to watch my own children in this. Because what's happening, Bill, is that these cartels are their counterfeiting pills, right? So when kids go to college and their buddy says, hey, take this Ritalin, it's going to keep you up tonight, we have a test tomorrow. They pop the pill. They think it's Ritalin. But inside the pill is 5 grams of fentanyl, right? And then the kid dies.
Yes.
The kid doesn't know any better. He's just trying to stay up for his exam, right?
Right, exactly.
So this is the thing. And by the way, the public doesn't realize that they're paying $3,000 to $5,000 in China for this stuff. And they're making over $1.5 million for every kilogram of fentanyl. And the Mexican cartels are a business enterprise. They know how to make money. They don't care about the health and security of these people and the family.
Exactly. And to your earlier point, Derek, and we've pointed this out many times on this show, is that with these migrants coming in from, you know, these desperate countries, they're desperate themselves. This is kind of a human resource boon for these drug cartels and human traffickers, is it not?
Oh, my God. Look at the first responders, for example. Let's start off at the border. PPP, a lot of these great people, they're actually babysitting, right? And they're building, you know, people want to know, what's the military going to do? Well, they have expert engineers that are building, like, cages and barriers and all kinds of fancy ways of, you know, guarding people. But the CBP, they're not really, a lot of times, they don't have the time to go on the border because they're babysitting people they've already captured.
Right.
Then, if you look at first responders in the country, they get 911 calls all day long. Then they're going into our hospitals. You have overdoses on the streets of America. Well, what happens when people have heart attacks and stuff? Now they're going to wait in line because people are dropping all over the country. We're not talking about those issues because people don't understand. We don't have unlimited resources in the streets. And a lot of these departments are volunteers. They don't have unlimited EMS people. And, you know, you look at just what happened in the synthetic drug crisis we have. Started in Chicago, New York, Connecticut. The people were dropping and dying and bleeding from their eyes and their ears from the synthetic compounds coming from China.
Right.
And emergency services had to go and clean this mess up. Mm-hmm. Like the night of the living dead.
And where's the mainstream media in reporting on this, Derek?
Yeah, they're hiding that because they're so political. And this is the thing. I don't play the politics. Actually, my thing is to try to help save lives. That's what Sarah Carter did with the Not in Vain production.
Mm-hmm.
That woman is doing God's work to try to spread the message because, quite frankly, the last administration was sleeping when it came to the drug education crisis. The
exactly.
DEA, the Homeland Security, FBI, Border Patrol, they've always been very active going after the bad guys in the cartels. But the problem we have now is the education piece, the demand. The kids don't know. No one's telling them. So the Not in Vain will go to the schools, to the teachers, to the parents. Mm-hmm. And they'll eventually understand that you can't take an unknown pill when you have no idea what you're taking. It might kill you.
Exactly. Well, Derek, we got to leave it right there. I appreciate the time. Not in Vain, this new documentary that you and Sarah have been involved with. Where can people see this documentary?
Yeah, right now it's on YouTube. It's on Twitter and the different Twitter accounts. So there's plenty of places to just go. There's a website, Not in Vain. So there's plenty of places to go.
Well, Derek Maltz, former special agent in charge of the United States Department of Justice. Derek, honored to have you with us. Thank you so much, and keep up the great work in pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads. Okay.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help
help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And McElhinney joins us now. And I'll tell you, I've been wanting to speak with Ann. We've been talking over the years since we first started discussing Gosnell. First, it was a book. Then we were crowdfunding. And it's just been an exciting ride, Ann, to see the movie now come to fruition and be on the big screen.
Oh, yeah, thanks be to God. I mean, it's been really tough. I mean, as you say, you know, you've been there along with us on this incredible journey 4 years later now.
Mm-hmm.
The film is eventually there, and the response has been, I mean, breathtaking. I can't even begin to tell you the kind of letters, the kind of messages we're getting from people all over the country. The response is extraordinary, but the opposition is also extraordinary.
Yes.
We've had situations where the movie is doing really well, like in New York City, they dropped
mm-hmm.
us. Where the
yes.
film was doing really well here in Los Angeles, in Burbank, they dropped
mm-hmm.
us. I mean, and they dropped us, and we were doing so well. We were like number 8 in a,
yes.
in a theater where there were 30 screens. I mean, that is incredible for a small independent movie. And they're dropping us. So,
right.
you know, it's so important that people go out and see the movie. And don't wait. You know, I've heard it's been disheartening a few times to hear people saying, I'm going to go in a couple of weeks. No, you can't go in a couple of weeks. You have to go
mm-hmm.
today.
That's right.
You have to go tomorrow. You've got to go this weekend, you know, because otherwise it won't be retained. We're down to about less than 500 theaters now. We started in about nearly 700.
Mm-hmm.
And they're dropping theaters, and they're using any excuse to do so, even in places where we're successful. So while the film is on, I would really urge people to try and go and see it. We've had no negative messages from people. People have been really overwhelmed and inspired, because sometimes I think, you know, maybe your listeners are nervous and they think, oh my God, I can't watch something like that.
Mm.
You know what? You can. You totally can. And in fact, actually, if anything, what you're left with at the end of the film is an inspirational sense of the fact of the goodness of the detective who put this guy away, the assistant district attorneys who investigated the crimes. And in the end, you know, ultimately what you're doing is witnessing to these lives that were lost. And that is incredibly important.
Well, as one audience member said to me in tears, Ann, she says, I'm naming baby A. Baby A needs a name. That's how she was touched. And it was very, needless to say, very emotional. And it was a privilege to be able to talk to some of the audience members and capture their responses. Because this movie, as you say, is so profound. And it really brings to light the, you know, what political correctness has done and the kind of damage. I mean, and you'd think that, especially for some politicos that say they're so concerned about women's rights. Are you telling me a woman has a right to be murdered and abused?
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, and you're so right, and I'm so glad you shared that message that you had from a listener. And we got a message today. We got an amazing letter. It's too long for me to read out to you, but a woman who had brought herself and five people had gone to see the movie 10 days ago. But and she was, you know, really, you know, was very, very moved about the life and death of baby boy A. But then her own grandchild, Russell, I'm going to get upset just telling this, but anyway, her grandchild, Russell, didn't make it and had died. And she bought 6 tickets in memory of his life because her daughter has had a couple of miscarriages. Mm-hmm. And now this little boy has died. But she said that how moving it was in the hospital, how beautifully her letter was about, how beautifully the child was treated in the hospital by the nurses, by the funeral undertakers who came to take care of him. And she said she just thought the baby boy, you know, had never gotten any of that.
So, yes.
And I wrote to her and I just said to her that he'll be memorialized forever because of this movie, because of people, you know, like your listener, like this lady who wrote to us today, who will remember him. And for those who haven't seen the movie, this is what this is what's important, is that these lives that are lost will be remembered. And the people who made sure Gosnell stopped killing, you know, are remembered. But also that people recognize that this is what is going on in America. Mm-hmm. This is going on and people need to know and people need to be informed. And we've noticed with all of the stories and all the places I've been, even people who are really pro-life, they don't know this story. People not know the details. They don't know that you can have an abortion in America up to 9 months. They don't know how it's done. And one of the things that's important in the movie, I mean, you've seen the movie, is that we have the testimony from the legal abortion doctors, the good abortion doctors, telling how it's done when it's done well. Right. And I can tell you the jury were profoundly shocked by that. And we have the testimony in the movie script verbatim from how it was at the trial. And it's worth hearing. It's not just worth hearing. It's important to know it and to hear it.
And in real life, was the jury makeup similar to what was depicted in the movie?
Yeah, actually, funny enough, we were quite careful about things like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was an ethnic mix. There was, man, female mix. And we tried to, as much as we could possibly, represent that in the jury. You know, those details are important, you know. And in fact, what I think is more important than the ethnic mix or the sex of the members of the jury is actually the fact that they were all pro-choice, that none of them were pro-life, and that all of them changed their mind about abortion because they had to listen to the testimony.
Yeah, how could you not? I mean, and this is the thing that was really touching because, of course, as you and I discussed before, Gosnell was in a poor area of Pennsylvania and
Philadelphia.
Exactly. Yep. And so there it is. I mean, black poor people were basically his victims. And, and to see, I mean, if somebody had, you know, went in with some sense of prejudice and to witness the reaction that you were careful to depict. Here it is, the ethnic mix was such, there wasn't, you know, a sense that you had that, well, people didn't care because it was a poor black baby. This was a human being. These were human beings that were being murdered. And I got to tell you, that was, I found that to be quite touching. And it really, I mean, you know, you talk about taking on the abortion issue in this country. But it also, in a way, really, you could say some subtext to it is the racial implication, because you had a mix of jurors there and they were moved because they were seeing the murder of a fellow human being.
Yeah, exactly. In the end, you know, people notice humanity before they notice color. or mm-hmm. or anything else. And I think, you know, you're exactly right. I mean, most of Gosnell's victims were poor black children, you know. Mm-hmm. And in fact, two women died in the clinic. One was an African-American woman, and the other one was a refugee right. in the city of Brotherly Love, in a sanctuary city, by the way, the sanctuary city of Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And no one gave a damn. She was dead yes. and buried, and no one cared until this police officer, Detective Jim Wood, turned up, you know, who's the real hero at the very center of this story. And we were so lucky that Jim came on the set for the movie. He's actually in the movie in a little cameo. Yeah. He just wrote to me this morning. I mean, he's extraordinarily inspirational, very, very humble guy. But mm-hmm. he's changed the whole world. He's saved so many lives by putting this guy behind bars. And I think mm-hmm. by highlighting this story and for people to hear about this story, I think a lot more lives will be saved. We already know of a case of a bunch of women from a mother's group here in the Central Valley in California who went mm-hmm. to see the movie, were so moved that they took their babies and went and prayed outside of a Planned Parenthood clinic. And a girl walking in for an abortion changed her mind. Mm-hmm. And that group have now decided to kind of, you know, shelter that woman with love and comfort and help her through her pregnancy. So we've already saved one life, but I think we've saved a lot more because I'm getting these messages all the time. I mean, and anyone who wants to check this out, go on Twitter yes. and look up Gosnell Movie. Go on the Facebook page and read about the testimony of the people who are watching this movie, who are seeing this movie. And everyone is staying right to the end of the credits. Everyone stays exactly in their place at the very, very end while the credits roll to the very, very end until the screen goes completely black. Mm-hmm. And then people are leaving in kind of in a reverential silence because they've been so profoundly moved. I've had people write and say it's the best movie they've ever seen. And it's mm-hmm. life-changing, life-altering. Yes. We had a young woman who saw the film who was pro-choice who said she's not pro-choice anymore, that the movie has changed her. Another guy, a media expert here in Los Angeles, a very young man, mm-hmm. said the movie has single-handedly changed his position just through this one thing of watching this movie. He's changed his mind about abortion. A really cool young guy.
Right.
You know, we're getting these messages all the time. It's a profound movie, and it would be a real shame if people don't see it while it's in the theaters. It should be seen on the big screen.
Yes, without a doubt. And as you say, it is changing hearts. It's transforming people's minds. And that's what the truth does. And
yes.
you and Phelim, as the producer of Gosnell, the trial of America's most prolific serial killer, and the team that put this all together, this is a finely produced movie. And as Phelim said in our conversation, it's not gory in a gory yeah. sense, but it really it puts the truth out in front of you. I don't think you can come away from that movie and not be affected and not cause yourself to pause and really consider what we have been doing and what's been perpetrated to over 60 million American citizens.
Yeah, and we've actually, I think by particularizing the story as it was in the trial, to the death of baby boy A, it becomes very much like Schindler's List, like
yes.
the child in the red coat, and you suddenly, the humanity of the one child. I you know, I make the point, you know, you can break your heart over one child. It's much harder to break your heart over 60 million because it's just hard to get your head around it.
Exactly.
But when you start to particularize it to the death of this one child, it starts to become very, very real, the carnage and the Holocaust that's happened here. And for anyone listening, they can find out the local listings, by the way, to go to gosnellmovie.com and look at the local listings, find out where it's on near you. And we've had people drive 3 hours to see it. And we've had people who say, you know what, I cannot go because I'm disabled. They're buying tickets online. This lady who lost her grandchild, Russell, she went and bought more tickets, as I said, to memorialize the death of this beautiful
right.
baby, who they photographed, who they lovingly took care of after he had died. And she wished that baby boy A had the same. But she wrote the most beautiful letter. And at the very end of the letter, we just asked her permission, by the way, to see if we can publish the letter on Facebook. And I hope she will say yes to that.
Mm.
But as she said, you know, that she thinks that Russell is with baby boy A.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Yes,
well, we've got to wrap.
And
you're absolutely precious. And congratulations. Thank you so much for all the hard work to bring Gosnell, the trial of America's most prolific serial killer, to the big screen. And as Anne said, hustle. You've got to see it now before they take it down, right?
And thank you so much. Really appreciate you being supportive of us all along the way.
Absolutely.
We couldn't do it without you.
Yeah, God bless you, Anne. Take care.
God bless. Thank you.
Bye.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable